این برنامه را چهار راه در دسترس شما قرار داده است.
Let's hear from our next speaker, Dr. Hale Haji Yasini. Hale Haji Yasini is an architectural historian and educator specializing in the history of Iranian architecture. She holds an MA in Iranian architectural studies and earned her PhD from the University of Art, Tehran, with a dissertation titled Rethinking the Historiography of Iranian Architecture. She is a board member of Nowruzgan Laboratory for the study Persian at World. One serves as the executive chair of the first International Conference on Digital Humanities and Art History. Her research centers on architectural historiography and the cultural history of the Persian at World, with a strong commitment to interdisciplinary approaches. She actively contributes to digital humanities projects, particularly through her collaboration with Nowruzgan, integrating digital tools into architectural research and education. Dr. Haji Yasini, the stage is yours.
Thank you once again for being with us. It's a pleasure to continue our discussions in this panel on digitizing heritage, catalogs, archives, anthologies. I deeply appreciate the insightful contributions of my fellow speakers, Dr. Mihana and Dr. Ghalich Khani, which have set the stage for further exploration. In line with our commitment to fostering international exchange, I will present in English with bilingual slides to ensure accessibility for everyone. Today, I'll be introducing private archives at Nowruzgan, the photographic collection of Adele Farhangi. Our focus is on photographs captured by Adele Farhangi, a distinguished conservation expert, and the collaborative efforts that brought this archive to life. Here in the conference hall, we have the honor of having Mr. Farhangi with us, and I'm very grateful for him for accepting our invitation. Thank you very much. Before starting Adele Farhangi's collection, I'll share Nowruzgan's approach to digitizing the collection and what it offers for research into Iran's architectural heritage. Let's begin. The Nowruzgan Laboratory for the Study of the Persian at World, the institute organizing this conference, was founded in 2021 by Mehrdad Ghayumi and Babak Evandad. It's a scholarly network dedicated to exploring the cultural history of the Persian at World through data-driven studies on digital platforms, committed to unraveling the complex web of cultural connections and exchanges within the region. It operates as an independent nonprofit research institute. Although our institute is young, it thrives on the dedication and passion of emerging researchers and scholars. The projects under the Nowruzgan umbrella are diverse, yet all strive to engage, educate, and inspire both scholars and the public interested in the Persian at World's shared cultures and histories. Various digital humanities tools, including digital archives, data visualization, linked data, and ontologies, are employed to achieve these objectives. One of the major initiatives at Nowruzgan is the Kitabkhane or Library Project, a document base dedicated to preserving and publishing diverse archives. This project includes materials from both historical and contemporary eras, such as photographs, maps, manuscripts, and vintage publications. The Kitabkhane project also acts as the digital sanctuary for the Farhangi archive. When it comes to art historical studies, digital humanities has significantly broadened the horizons, not merely complementing traditional methods, but also deepening the scope of research. A key contribution is the redefinition of resources and archives and the way we can access historical and cultural material. It has made well-known works more accessible, but perhaps more importantly, has presented a platform to include non-traditional resources in art historical research as well, the resources that might once have been overlooked or undervalued within the conventional narratives or next to the aesthetically or historically revered collections of museums and libraries. One such resource is personal archives created by practitioners. Their diverse subjects, captured through the personal experience of their creators, have the potential to provide lesser-known information and thus unveil alternative stories. Despite some recognition of their intrinsic value among scholars, private archives, especially in Iran, often remain out of reach, trapped behind barriers of accessibility and poor organization. Digital humanities tools come into play here, facilitating their discovery, access, and use. In Iran, over a century of cultural conservation has produced extensive documentation encapsulating expert observation and discoveries. However, much of this invaluable material, especially within institutional and governmental organizations, remain inaccessible to both local citizens and international researchers. These materials lie dormant, unpublished, or are endangered by bureaucratic inefficiencies. Only fragments make it into official reports, while the remainder is often overlooked due to perceptions that it is too repetitive or imperfect for formal publication. Despite occasional recognition of their value, limited financial and human resources make it infeasible to publish or preserve these documents, rendering them almost completely inaccessible. Collections maintained by individual creators encounter similar difficulties, including limited time, low prioritization, and the risk of being passed to heirs who are unequipped to manage them. This can result in these archives being lost or remaining hidden from the public view. Adel Farhangi is a well-known figure in the conservation of Iran's historical monuments. A graduate of University of Tehran's Faculty of Fine Arts in 1975, he has devoted almost six decades to conserving the country's architectural legacy. His career is noteworthy not only for his significant contributions to major conservation projects during some of the most challenging times, but also for his collaborations with esteemed peers like Bagher Ayatollah Sadegh Shirazi and Mohammad Mehriyar. A remarkable byproduct of his commitment to conservation is the extensive photographic archive he has compiled. His analog archive, amassed during the first half of his career, documents not only his conservation projects, but also a broad range of historical monuments and sites through his expert eye. With over 8,000 photographs, it is an invaluable resource for anyone seeking to delve into Iran's architectural history. Now let's dive into the heart of our work and explore how the collective efforts and expertise of our team have been applied to the digitization process of Farhangi Archive. The journey of digitizing the Adel Farhangi Archive involved a systematic process that included several stages, from data collection and organization to establishing a robust metadata framework and finally presenting the collection on our digital platform with a user-friendly interface. This endeavor extended beyond merely converting physical photographs into digital formats. It was about preserving the essence of each image through accurate annotations, identification, and categorization, ensuring the collection is easily navigable and accessible. The image in Farhangi's collection were primarily captured on a 35mm film available in both color and monochrome, with additional formats including 9x9 photos and color slides. However, the quality varies due to limited technical equipment and film spoilage common during the war years. Unlike many public databases and repositories, which often prioritize famous monuments and well-known views, private collections like this one offer a distinct advantage. They include several lesser seen views and monuments, partly due to their technical focus. This approach provides a unique perspective, showcasing details and sites that are typically overlooked in mainstream collections. Farhangi's lens has documented a diverse array of subjects over decades, from conservation projects and archaeological digs to the aftermath of earthquakes and war-related damages. Yet his work extends beyond mere structure, also providing valuable anthropological, artistic, and art historical insights. Starting with the scanning photos at 2000 DPI, our team diligently worked to establish an initial categorization framework for them. This task evolved into a significant research endeavor characterized by comprehensive spreadsheets, you can see one here, and especially since identification process was particularly challenging, the lack of annotations and significant transformation of sites over time made this the most time-consuming part of our effort. Sorry. Reorganizing the chaos of thousands of images into a well-ordered collection required close attention to detail. Each photograph underwent multiple stages of scrutiny, assessing both its quality and content. The images were then dated, categorized, and tagged according to various criteria and enriched with metadata to prepare them for subsequent processing. This identification of structures required the integration of various resources. What sets this archive apart within Oruzgan is the direct access to the creator of the images. Farhangi's unique insights were invaluable for the accurate categorization and contextualization of photographs. His involvement was extensive, including multiple interview sessions. Additionally, for projects like the Jama Mosque of Sabe, field verifications with him were crucial in addressing potential discrepancies caused by mislabeling, memory lapses, and historical changes to the structures. Our validation process leveraged both external and internal resources. Library materials served as supplementary references. Moreover, Farhangi contributed crucial items, including the original negatives with their dated packets, which were essential for accurate sequencing and dating. The technical index cards, prepared and utilized by the conservation team, played a key role in refining the archive's metadata, improving the precision and the diversity of the labeling. This gradual process of referencing diverse resources shaped the structures of the website, influencing how data is stored and presented online. Building on this structured approach, we then designed a website for uploading the content. This segment focuses on the website's administrative panel and the functionalities that allow the team to input data, assign metadata, and set categories. These features are structured to enhance the user interface, making it searchable and well-organized. Key features include bilingual support, individual user workflows, the ability to revert to previous versions, and the option to publish one of the validated versions. On this platform, both images and maps of structures are uploaded, and in case of the extensive photos of Sabe Mosque, they are complemented with location tagging to indicate the exact placement of the featured elements or spaces. Here's a glimpse of how the website appears to our users. On this platform, you can explore the archive's photos categorized by the cities where they were taken. Each category contains pictures of different sites and buildings displayed in a grid format. Hovering over these images reveals the metadata, and clicking on them directs you to a page with full information. Here, users can interact with the photo by zooming in and out and have the option to download it. The site also offers filtering options, and the photos are watermark-free, as Noruzgan is committed to facilitating access as a nonprofit institute. Of course, everything is free and open to public on our website. Obviously, this project faced several challenges, particularly with unidentified files requiring us to update numbering and dating by revisiting the negatives. We also had to assess repetitive and low quality and private images. Personal and irretrievably damaged photos were deleted, while repetitive ones without thematic value were removed. Except those documenting ongoing themes, which reflected the photographer's long-term focus. The Save Must project, spanning over 8 years and comprising nearly half of the archive, required detailed categorization. Its complexity led us to add maps, metadata, fields for architectural elements and spaces, and tags for local craftsmen and conservation experts. Multiple verifications were conducted, though some sections still await completion. A small fraction of images remains unidentified, prompting us to introduce an interactive website feature for users' participation. The website's release is phased to accommodate these ongoing updates. Throughout this presentation, I have showcased photographs from the archive to highlight its diversity. Although I couldn't entirely resist including some aesthetically appealing photos, I have stressed that the collection's true value lies in its broad scope, extending beyond the most celebrated views of iconic monuments. These photographs document all of Ferhangi's projects, from major historical sites to remote locations, capturing both familiar views and lesser seen angles, such as backside views, shadowed spaces, and hidden parts. In this section, I will quickly share select examples from the collection to highlight the research potential. And these images not only offer new perspectives on existing questions, but also inspire fresh lines of inquiry. The primary appeal of this collection for researchers lies in obtaining information about the buildings featured, yet the photographs go beyond facades, capturing unseen angles and intricate details of historical sites. Some photos challenge conventional views with new perspectives. Here are photos showing the monuments before and after alterations. The archive contains a wealth of ornamental details as well. Besides visual history, it also offers technical details and structural features across many projects. Photos of internal parts typically exposed during restoration provide rare insights into normally inaccessible features. Compiled during ongoing conservation projects, the collection also offers detailed records of restoration processes, including step-by-step interventions and project timelines. It can also lead us to valuable technological and functional information, such as the tools, equipment, and techniques used in different projects. There is evidence of various building materials stored on site. We catch glimpses of local craftsmen and builders, but some names included in the text. The photos can even be juxtaposed to reveal the state of conservation in Iran during the 80s and 90s, reflecting the challenges and conditions of that era. The more extensive narratives beyond individual site studies can also reveal other interconnected efforts and processes, like the professional journeys of experts showcasing their viewpoints and approaches to conservation. Some photos highlight collaborations, capturing interactions with colleagues and other experts, and institutional dynamics can also be traced through the collection's materials. And lastly, images of community life around the sites provide rich sociocultural context. As we conclude, let's look ahead to the future of Ferhangi's archive. Our immediate goal is to make the entire archive accessible online with enhanced user features. We plan to integrate technical tags with Noruzgan's multilingual glossary, Vajgar for broader accessibility. And additionally, we aim to include interviews for deeper project insights and expand Kitabhane by adding archives from other experts, some of them my colleagues in Sultani has already explained. And in closing, I would like to acknowledge the incredible team behind Kitabhane project. It has been an honor to collaborate with this multidisciplinary group whose efforts have been vital in bridging traditional scholarship with digital technology. I think from the team also, Sepide is also here with us. Thank you for all your hard work. And thank you for your attention. I hope this presentation offered a clear view, overview of Ferhengi Archive and Noruz Ganz Kitabhane and our future plans. I'm happy to take any questions, and your feedback is always welcome. Thank you very much. من سعی کردم که اسلاید ها رو دو زبانه تنظیم بکنم که بندزی کافی گویا باشه، ولی اگر هر سوالی یا هر در واقع ببخشید هر ابهامی درباره پروژه آرشیو تصویری آقای مهندس عادل فرهنگی تو کتابخانه نوروزگان دارید، من در خدمتتون هستم.
خیلی ممنونم خانم دکتر حاجی یاسینی. من از دوستانمون خواستم که توی چت باکس هم بنویسن پرسشاشون رو، اینجا میتونیم سوالات دوستان رو داشته باشیم.
من داد اینجا بتونم بیشتر راه نمی کنم. بفهمید.
خواهش میکنم. اولا تشکر. ببینید یه تفاوتی قاعدتا وجود داره بین صرف دیجیتال کردن که امکان جستجو رو راحت میکنه با دیجیتال سازی، دیجیتال سازی آرشیو. یعنی مثلا من اگه بخوام روی یه الگوی هندسی توی مدارک فنی مثلا تو پلان بخوام تحقیق بکنم، یا روی اندازه ها و تناسباتی که مثلا حیات مساجد مثلا داره بخوام تحقیق بکنم، اینجا خیلی دیجیتال سازی میاد کمک میکنه. این سوال اول از این جهت که چقدر هدف گذاری شده یه هم رسیدن به همچین نقطه، چون تصورم اینه که این اتفاق نیفته. اینجوری من برداشت میکنم که صرفا یه آرشیو دیجیتاله، یعنی ما به منابع صرفا قابلیت دسترسی دیجیتال داریم. آیا همچین چیزی مد نظر هست یا نه؟ چون ایناست که خیلی به کاره یعنی کامپیوتیشنال آنالیسیس کمک میکنه خیلی، که یه باب جدیدی میتونه باز بکنه تو جستجو و تحقیق. ممنون.
درسته. نه ما فعلا وارد اون مرحله نشدیم و فعلا هدف گذاری نوروزگان و در واقع پروژه کتابخانه نوروزگان بر گردآوری این آرشیف هایی که در معرض از دست رفتن هست، صرفا هدف اصلی ما اینه که این آرشیف ها رو بتونیم در واقع از این اهالی حرفه متخصصان که آرشیف های شخصیشون هست بتونیم گردآوری بکنیم، اینها رو متادیتا های اولیه و قابل جستجو رو بهشون تخصیص بدیم و در دسترس عموم بذاریم. حالا در مواردی مثل مسجد جامع صاحب ما احساس کردیم که اون تگ های عمومی که برای بقیه پروژه ها استفاده کردیم کفایت نمی کرده و لازمه که بریم و مثلا با حضور شخص آقای مهندس فرهنگی چند بار برای بازدید به مسجد مجددن با همکاران ما مراجعه کردن، تک تک این عکس ها رو روی نقشه مشخص کردن و ما نقشه ها رو هم اضافه کردیم به سایت. و این که مثلا این عکسی که از این زاویه گرفته این عکسی که شما دارید می‌بینید از چه زاویه گرفته شده، کدوم عنصر معماری هست یا کدوم عنصر تزئینی هست یا کدوم فضا رو داره نمایش میده، و یه مجموعه ای از این اطلاعات رو هم سعی کردیم با نقشه اضافه بکنیم. ولی اون شکل هوشمندی که حالا ما بیایم و یه پروسس‌های روی این تصاویر انجام بدیم که اینها قابل جستجو باشن، فعلا تا جایی که من اطلاع دارم نه در توان فنی ما هست، البته آقای بنداد باید دقیق تر بگن، و نه در اولویت کار ما، گرچه که امیدواریم که بتونیم واقعا کتابخونه رو به اون مرحله برسونیم که این عکس ها بیش از اینی که هست قابل استفاده باشه برای پژوهشگران. مرسی از سوال خوبتون و پیشنهاد خوبتون.